From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Thousands of Syrian civilians are back in the ruined northern city of Manbij after U.S.-backed fighters drove the last Islamic State extremists from their stronghold near the Turkish border. Extremists who abandoned Manbij are retreating toward the IS-controlled border town of Jarabulus, along with nearly 2,000 civilians. Manbij was strategically important, linked and supply lines to the Islamic State's headquarters in the Syrian city of Raqqa. The Nigerian jihadist group Boko Haram released a new video Sunday purportedly showing some of the Chibok girls it kidnapped in 2014 and claiming that others have been killed by government airstrikes. One of the abducted girls pleads in the video for the government to release detained militants so the girls can be freed. More than 200 Chibok girls remain missing. Volunteers are cleaning up debris from overnight violence in the central U.S. city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, after police officers shot and killed a man allegedly running from a traffic stop, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett.
Two individuals fled from the vehicle. One started heading west, a second one started heading east. A Milwaukee police officer with 6 years experience started chasing the individual who was running to the east. He ordered that individual to drop his gun. The individual did not drop his gun, and the officer fired several times.
Following the deadly shooting, an angry crowd set fire to businesses and threw rocks at police, injuring at least one police officer. The police officer who shot the suspect is on administrative leave, while the incident remains under investigation. This is VOA News. New York police are searching for the gunman who killed a Muslim cleric and an associate at close range on the city as they left afternoon prayers on Saturday. Hear now from a police spokeswoman.
Immediately after the victims were shot, the same male is seen fleeing from the scene southbound on 79th Street. And the witnesses have observed this male with a gun in his hand. At this time, a motive has not been yet determined.
Members of the Bangladeshi community who attend the mosque where the shooting happened say they want it treated as a hate crime. Hundreds of protesters braved heavy rain in the Philippines capital Sunday, denouncing President Rodrigo Duterte's plan to honor the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos with a state burial and the Heroes Cemetery in Manila next month. Also among the protesters were victims of torture and an imprisonment during Marcos' time in power, and those who sympathized with them.
There are World War II heroes buried there who sacrificed their lives. There are those who submitted actual, accurate reports, did not lie about what they did, and they're buried there. But here's one guy who really distorted things in his favor.
President Duterte argues that Marcos deserves to be buried in the Heroes Cemetery as a former soldier and president. A French judge has rejected a demand by a French Muslim group to overturn a ban on burkinis, the full-body head-covering swimwear worn by Muslim women in public. Tensions have been rising in southern France over the burkini. The city of Cannes recently banned the garment in public. Lisa Bryant reports.
The burkini ban was passed quietly late last month in Cannes, a Riviera city better known for its glitzy yearly film festival than its religious positions. In the town's ordinance, Mayor David Lisner cited the recent terror attack in nearby Nice, along with France's secular laws. He said beachwear showing religious affiliation in an ostentatious way could disturb public order. Mayor Lisner told French media he considered the swimwear a symbol of Islamic extremism, but that other symbols, including the Jewish kippah and the veil, will be allowed. The French Human Rights League and the Collective Against Islamophobia say they will challenge the Cannes ban in court. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
It's day 9 of the Rio Olympics, and on Sunday, the world's fastest man, Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt, is going for an unprecedented third straight goal in the 100 meters, despite having a sore hamstring. And on Saturday, Michael Phelps, the U.S. swimmer, grabbed another gold medal. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.